SBS हिंदी।
Sometimes life unveils its ugly face. It leaves you with a lot of pain and a lot of questions. Today, let me take you through the life of Anne Struckett. Anne is about 52. She's a Kiwi woman who's looking for her true identity and her Indian heritage. She's looking for her biological Fiji Indian father. Let's talk to Anne. Hello, Anne, and welcome to the Hindi show.
Hello, Kumad. Nice to meet you, and thank you for speaking with me.
At what stage did they tell you that you were adopted?
Look, I think it was around age four. I remember sort of mum saying that I was special and I had two mothers and I was adopted. And I didn't really understand the concept then, of course. It was just a word. But I didn't look like anyone else in the family, so I knew something was different about me.
Yeah, I was about to ask that. Did you feel different to the rest of the family? And were they a Kiwi family or were they English or...?
Well, my father is English and my mother is New Zealand, and they already had six children, so when they adopted me, I became the seventh and the youngest child. So I didn't look like anyone, so I did sort of stand out and was often looked at, or if I was with the family or people were trying to, I guess, piece it together, where do I fit in or who am I sometimes?
So you felt some sort of a loss of identity.
And yes.
Was your self-esteem also shaken up a bit?
Yes, I did, because I guess when I was young, I didn't really understand it about adoption. I just knew that I was in the family and I was just one of the kids, and I just sort of got on with it, really.
Did you feel differently treated than the other biological kids of that family?
No, I had a... lovely family, lovely parents, loving, hard-working parents.
That's
and
good.
We were all close. All the siblings were close. We played together, shared rooms. So it was a house full of fun and laughter. So I never felt I was treated different, just treated with love. But I felt different, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So when did your quest begin? When did you realize that your biological parents were different? And what did you start doing after that?
Well, I always wanted to find out who I was, and as a teenager, I didn't know where to begin, so I just sort of parked the idea that I decided to search for my mother, and that was back in 1999, and I found a researcher in New Zealand, and she was a genealogical researcher, and she found the birth mother quite quickly, actually. So, and then I did meet the birth mother in 2004, it was. So I did fly to Auckland, and I met her. And she actually had a daughter 4 years after I was born.
Right. She was married to someone else by then.
Yeah, she was, yes.
And did she recognize you in any way? Was there any bonding between the two of y'all? Did she remember anything from the past?
Well, no. I was quite anxious, and I found it really awkward and confusing. And I didn't feel a connection at all. I felt really uncomfortable. I guess the reality was she was a stranger to me. And it was always the hurt in the back of my head, really, that she'd given me up, even though she said her strict father made her do it. But it was more that I guess I felt very sad that she never went looking for me over all those years. So the meeting, I guess I only met her for 4 hours in Auckland, but I just didn't feel connected. And
did she feel connected to you in any way since you were her child?
I guess she did, but
she
didn't
show it.
Yeah. And I probably... I just didn't feel anything, so I just wasn't open to it anyway.
Did she have memories of your biological father? Did she tell you about him?
Well, I asked her and she said she doesn't remember his name. She did give me the circumstances.
She didn't remember his name?
No. So that was really sad for me. And she said they were pen friends. He was in Fiji, she was in New Zealand, and they wrote to each other. And he flew to New Zealand and met her once. And my understanding, he had a sister in the Auckland area. So it was through that brief meeting that I was conceived. And then she said, when she found out she was pregnant, she sent a letter to him to say she was pregnant, but she never heard from him again. So she couldn't remember his name, so I had nowhere to go or look. I didn't know how to look.
Were you a bit surprised by the fact that she didn't remember his
name?
Yeah,
I was really, I guess, hurt because I felt that she minimised the impact that it had on me.
You must have felt a sense of rejection then.
Yeah, I did feel rejected and, I guess, rejected again. So that was really hurtful for me.
How did you then start reconstructing your past and finding out more?
Well, I attended an adoptee support group.
So there is an adoptee children support group also, is there?
Yes, and it's only for adoptees that attend it, so it's a closed group.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a room full of adults, similar ages, slightly younger, but we all have our stories. And I found it quite emotional, actually, hearing other people's stories. And when I walked out of that meeting, I thought, well, I'm going to embark on this journey. I want to find out who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys in the group said he took the DNA test. And I thought, well, I'm going to apply to do one. So I did the ancestry DNA test, and I waited for the results, which arrived 8 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
And the results came up with a cousin with the name of Nathan Singh, so I automatically knew that was on the father's side, an Indian name.
Nathan Singh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Nathan Singh, and I was really happy and excited because I thought, well, this is a start.
Yeah.
So I tried to contact him. It took me quite a while to actually contact him, and eventually there was a contact and via email, and he lives in California.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And they're originally from Suva, Fiji. I talked about what I'm trying to do, and he spoke to his family, and he said, we'll try and help if we can. We don't know. So his father, Nathan's father, called Narendra Singh, he agreed to do the DNA test because we thought maybe he was an uncle. But the results come back equivalent to Nathan. They were both identified as a first to second cousin.
Right.
So, which was confusing. Mm-hmm. So,
but they were quite helpful. I mean, they went for the DNA tests.
That was
to help
really
them.
Nice of them to do. And then I didn't know what else to do after that. I haven't heard back from them. But I put a post on the Ancestry DNA site for help in understanding the results.
Mm.
And a researcher came back and said, given what you've given us, the information, we think your biological father will be a first cousin of Narendra Singh.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in California with Nathan and family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I guess, what prompted my search to continue. And I contacted the Indian Weekender in New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
and I asked for help. Could mm-hmm. we get a story out? And they were just so lovely and obliging.
So your quest has transcended continents and cultures,
yes,
and boundaries. And you still don't have a clue as to whether he is alive or what his name is?
No. All as I was able to find fairly recently from court records in New Zealand was he was age 22 at the time, and his family had a transport business in Fiji. So no name was ever registered on the birth certificate, no court documents. It wasn't anywhere. That's all I've got at this stage to work on, and that was put in the feature story. So hopefully that would prompt somebody.
Yes. Singh is such a common name everywhere around the Indian world.
Yes.
But what are your emotions at the moment? What are your feelings?
I guess I'm frustrated and I'm, you know, a little bit sad. It's such a hard journey. It's a lifelong journey. And it's somewhat, I guess, a lonely journey. And it's important that I continue on it because I really want to find my true identity, my cultural identity, and I'm really just hoping that someone might know the cousins or could help connect in any way.
Sure. And was he from Suva, Fiji, or any particular part? Do you know that?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Know that he was a cousin to Narendra Singh of Fiji.
That's sort of where we're at now, the researchers think.
Who had a sister in Auckland?
Auckland at the time in 1966. Okay.
We are looking for a needle in a haystack.
We are.
But I'm
sure. And I know it. And
I'm sure you'll find it.
I'm just hoping that someone will recognize the name of Nathan and Narendra Singh, that they live in California.
Sure. I wish you all the best in your quest. And I'm sure you will be successful one day.
Thank you for speaking with me.
Thanks, Anne, for sharing your story with us. And I hope someone out there listening to the program will come up with some suggestion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए.